Yeah, I just wait for Ruthie.
I'm coming.
Unless you want to call her. You want to call her?
No, you call her. She's going to answer you.
Why is she a good answer for me?
Because you're her cousin.
I don't normally call her.
That's why she'll answer.
Okay.
You realize that there are text messages. I'm still waiting for her to reply back from last year.
Okay, let's see.
Like, I love her, but I don't know which app she's checking, you know?
She's not picking up.
Well, she's a goner. She had a very busy weekend or week. I
call
feel like
has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not a.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Go and call Tyler.
Tyler, do you want to record with us?
I mean, I suppose you could just be the two of us. I got no problem.
It's gonna be just the two of us.
All right, let's see. Oh, there you go. Ruthie's here. Hold on.
She's alive.
Forgot to tell you guys, I'm at a dinner. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she ain't coming.
Albert and Anna show then. The AA show.
It is the AA show.
Oh, Jamming's Han. Hey, dude.
Hey, I was just poking my head in and see if you guys need any help. Everything okay? You guys got this?
Well, it's just me and Anna, apparently. Because Ruthie's on.
Yeah, Ruthie forgot. Dinner.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm not doing really anything. I'm just buying my time before I go to see a movie. So
is your movie at 7?
Or do you have to leave at 7?
No, I buffer like an electric 20 minutes in there. What do you got? My movie starts at 7:30, which means it doesn't actually start until like what?
7:50? 7:50, yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. So okay. Like I said, I'm not doing much. I just got back from a walk. Which I was about to start watching TV and saw the messages. Oh, I might as well poke my head and see if you guys need any help.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're more than welcome.
Let me get something to drink first. Hold on.
Sure thing.
Hey, they haven't put a tariff on water yet, right? I can still drink this.
But did you hear? Reasonable price? He opened up the faucet. We have all the water in the world god. Now.
I'm so god. Tired.
Yeah. Hasn't even been 2 weeks yet.
Remember the last thing I said last week? It was our January wrap up. I was like, what? It can't get any worse, right? Yeah. I think that was even before the plane crash too, right?
Oh god, right.
So yeah, two plane crashes. One collision, one just fell out of the sky, so that's fine. God.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions and random subjects from interesting news, so the topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey now, it's Romy.
This is Anna.
There was a podcast that I was listening to recently, and they were talking about how they like the idea that there are a respite from all the politics talks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know for this podcast, we are essentially, occasionally we mention the politics, but not all the time. Okay? My opinion there is I used to be like that. I used to be like, no politics, no politics on the show. You know, we don't want anybody to get upset kind of thing. That changed years ago. I think you were in that episode coming where we talked about the comparison between Obama and Trump. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So,
I am of the belief now. Sorry, I mean to cut you off right there. So I am 100% belief right now that 100% of everything we do, everything as we go through life is politics. Whether we like to talk about, whether we're comfortable, whether we're informed, those are separate things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether, you know what I mean? I think everything is politics at this point. It's bullshit. I mean, it always has been, but I've evolved to that point where I think if you don't want to talk about politics, where you say, oh, let's not bring politics into it, you're just a piece of shit. Or you live in you're in a glass bubble where a glass place where like, oh, whatever happens out in the real world, quote unquote, real world doesn't really affect you. So you live a very privileged life. You know what I mean? I bet you, if you ask any trans person, they would love to talk about, what do you call it? The Super Bowl next week, you know what I mean? Who do you want to win? Stuff like that. But they can't, you know what I mean? They're literally their livelihood, their peace of mind, their body autonomy, their living and stuff is being affected by what Trump is doing. And this is just one example, you know what I mean?
But I can understand the point of view as well. Like you wanted to separate politics for your entertainment and that kind of thing. I get that. However,
all that is just bullshit and illusion at this point. You know what I mean? If you listen to this podcast, it's as a result of me buying me personally and stuff like that, being able to immigrate to this country. I have a job. I have FA taxes. I was able to afford this, this iPhone I'm recording. I'm, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. What was that thing that was the first Trump thing? Internet or something like that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? My point is, if you pause your life and do a deep dive of every moment of your life, it's a result of politics and stuff like that. So what do you do? You know what I mean? Don't be a coward is what I'm saying.
Okay, Anna, what's your opinion of this? Since you're also part of this podcast.
I don't know, it's kind of a tough one because, like, I'm kind of like 50-50 because on one hand, I want to not think about it for at least an hour. But it is such a big thing right now where it's like we can't really ignore it. Mm-hmm. And then I think in my personal life, yes, we talk about it a lot. And I have some friends who, like, can't handle the talk. And so I know there are some people that we don't talk politics because, like, it's just not in, like, their mentality to handle the tough conversations of what it means to have human rights or whatnot, whatever, you know?
Well, jumping say that's bullshit, Anna. That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. It is. No, but it is because it's like, I don't know how much longer we can live in that bubble. Like, oh, everything's fine. Because I'm angry, I'm scared, I'm everything right now. But I have to be like, okay, well, those are people that I don't talk to that much anyways. But like, even in my other groups, we're talking about it because it is such it's a very scary time right now. But I also want a place, a safe space where I don't have to talk about it or have to think about it for a little bit. Because, I mean, I'm very scared for myself. And I don't know when I'll ever feel safe again, you know? So, I don't know. It's a really tough conversation.
I just want to add on to what Anna just said and just say, I think there's a difference between sort of like not wanting to talk about politics and where that comes from, or don't bring politics into this. I think the difference between that kind of mentality and versus mental health. You know what I mean? I do believe people individually need to create a safe space for your own mental well-being. You know what I mean? Me talking about it right now, it's not like I think about it like 24 hours a day and stuff like that. I've gone to the movies this last week a bunch of times. I binge watch a K-drama Crash Landing Onto You during my week off. You know what I mean? But, so you know what I'm saying? Mm. There's a difference between sort of not wanting to talk about that privilege of not wanting to talk about it, not bringing it to it, and mental health. I think there's a distinction.
No, yeah. I think the mental health thing is a very strong perspective about... Ouch.
No, I'm sorry. I was watching basketball. I think somebody gets hit right in the nuts, man. And for some reason, he's bleeding too. Somebody got hit in the nuts, and also his face is bleeding. That's not good.
Yeah, that's politics right now. Getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's like normally on this show, I try and save my personal. If I want to have a segment regarding involving politics, I usually save it at the end or an after credits kind of thing. The reason why I decided to do it right up front with this episode is because I think now of all things, of all times, it's super important to address the fact that I think part of the reason why 47 is 47 right now is because not enough people are talking politics. Because there's so many people who are so ignorant about the whole tariff situation and all the things he's doing with firing all these federal workers. And like, well, he can't do that. Then why isn't anybody doing anything? Because you don't know how government runs. You don't understand how politics work. And this is the reason why we're in this situation right now, because there are too many people who ignore politics, who ignore civics. And I think we can't do that anymore. So for this podcast, we're not going to be a politics podcast, but we're not going to shy away from mentioning politics if it comes up that we need to talk about it. Agreed?
Yes. I've never said anything otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. With that said, let's talk about stuff and junk. It's the 841st episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 8 p.m., February 2nd, 2025, in Carlton, Texas. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
Hey now.
Speaking of politics, Texas, right? In North Texas recently, a resident got on her Ring camera and saw a very unusual sight. Would you like? I'm curious to hear what your guesses would be and what that unusual sight would be. Go on, jump in.
Well, it's not like, you know, undocumented people. They got rid of that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I thought we took care of that. Holy cow. And I thought when you said Texas and ring camera footage, I thought there was a different story that was in the news. But yeah, I don't have a guess. Anna, what do you think?
A very unusual sight. A polar bear.
Yeah, I guess that would be very unusual in Texas. No, it's a person dressed in black with what is essentially a red devil's mask, holding a sign that says Revelation 21:15. Yep.
That doesn't sound very out of the norm for Texas.
That's not out of the norm for Texas? I mean, I never went to Texas, but how is this not...
I don't care for Texas. So.
I think it's a natural.
Saying too much about Texas right now.
I think that's the direction they've been going. They're very religious. Yeah. It's the Bible Belt and stuff like that. I mean, it's very religious. Yeah. So the guy just cosplaying. You know, what do you do?
Cosplay. Not cosplay. That's his normal Sunday best outfit.
Yeah.
So she said here is my husband and I had gone out to dinner and we had stopped off at the store to pick up a Powerball ticket and I was waiting in the car for him and my ring notification went off. She said she saw a masked person in her driveway. The person walked through the side yard to her front door. And the person popped up on the video with that goat mask on. And they were approaching my door. She noticed the person pretended to knock and was holding a sign with a Bible verse on it.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Pretty normal.
I know. Seriously, I'm not shocked by any of this.
But if you see this, do you think this is like a threat? Or do you think this is just a person who's like trying to scare people?
Just a weirdo. You know what I mean?
So weird. This happened I think a few weeks ago. And I haven't seen a follow up. I tried to Google a follow up and there's been no follow up. So
they're not alive anymore.
Yeah, well, don't you think there'll be some kind of report about that? If they're not alive anymore? You
know, it's Texas. What are they surprised?
Oh, they've gone back to hell. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, speaking of people who shouldn't be surprised, or maybe they should be. Recently for YouTubers out there or people who use YouTube. They've come across
YouTubers.
Well, what's the distinction of YouTubers who are making videos
actively,
and people active, watching? Yeah, I guess YouTube users.
Yeah, I think YouTuber can just cover everything, but YouTuber ease. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Sorry, that's my fault. I didn't mean to do this. Stop the podcast.
Okay. Well, YouTube users have noticed that they've been seeing minutes long non-skippable ads with someone saying that he saw a 3-hour unskippable ad at one point.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have said that, is it because we have ad blockers and this is Google's way of like punishing people with ad blockers? Google has denied that they're doing this on purpose. Who knows though? I mean, it really,
it's the algorithm. We can't control that. It's just look at that. It's the algorithm's fault.
Yeah, they're saying that the terms of service says that their ads are 15, 30 to 1 minute long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for certain situations, it's more than a minute long.
Yeah,
because I've seen a minute and a half long before, even though I don't see ads anymore on YouTube because I'm a YouTube Premium subscriber.
But that's what they really want to say. That's what YouTube really wants. They send it in. You know. Oh, by the way, P.S. Hey. We want your premium account money. You know what I'm saying? If you want to avoid this problem, give me money. You know what I'm saying?
Anna, do you have YouTube Premium?
Don't you remember Jamming was like, stop being poor?
Yeah. Have you stopped?
I have not stopped being poor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Now is not the time not to be poor.
No. I still pay for it. Like,
okay, good.
Yeah, like I can't like not pay for it. You know, I'm addicted.
You can't go back.
No.
Yeah,
you can't go back.
Yeah, you can't go back. Because YouTube without ads is literally like how it was in the old days where you would channel surf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how YouTube is for people right now. Like, you're like channel surfing through videos, essentially.
I'm very open to a sugar daddy wanting to sponsor me, though. So they're out there. Just
there you go.
Me, please.
So they're saying that Google is suggesting that it might actually be the ad blocker that's causing the problem. Like something the ad blocker is doing is triggering whatever it is. Try to block the ad and it's causing
Don't audit us, don't check out our bank account. No, it's the ad blocker. No, us. You know, we don't want these 3-minute, 4-minute ads. No, us, no. We're a non-profit organization. What do you think of that? You know, we don't even like money. Money, ew, get out of here. Yuck.
Now, here's a philosophical question regarding YouTube, though. So I know a lot of people, they have the ad blockers because they don't want to see the ad, but they also don't want to pay for YouTube Premium. And yeah. Some of them pay for ad blockers so that they can't see ads because they don't want to pay for YouTube Premium. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. Now,
the very ancient Chinese riddle. Did you know that?
the thing is, ads are supposed to serve the YouTubers who are actually releasing videos, and that's how they make money, right? Mm-hmm. Because based on the ads that they get or the ads that people watch on their YouTube channel, based on how much they make YouTubing, essentially. Mm-hmm. Even though, for the most part, YouTube takes the majority of that money anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But is using ad blocker really you're stealing from the creators because of that?
No.
Okay, Jiaming?
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, trying to pick up what Anna said, I have premium accounts. I'm not really into the discussion and stuff like that. And I am of the opinion that I've mentioned this before. If you can steal shit, get away with shit, just, go for it right now. You know what I mean? Why should you do the right thing? You know what I mean? Why should you not be corrupt and stuff like that? Everybody else is. As far as the YouTubers getting paid, you know what? I'm sure they'll find a TikTok. You know what I mean? Go get some of that TikTok money. You know what I'm saying?
How does TikTok even pay their people?
I don't know. That's another algorithm. That's going to be my answer for everything now. Check out the algorithm. I don't know.
So
look that up.
So going back to that, though, it's like we remember that the era, it's still going on right now, of broadcast TV, where you have to like sit through ads just to get to the next part of the episode, right? Yeah. If we had an option to fast forward to the ad, which for me was TiVo, I would, right? Mm-hmm. But you're consciously fast forwarding through the ad. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I was cheating them from anything because those TV shows were already paid in advance to be shown on the thing. Mm-hmm. So for me,
yes, and not paying a corporate. I'm so sorry, I mean to cut you off, but not paying a corporation, or not making sure they don't get money is different between not getting like an individual YouTuber, like a mom and pop store, not getting paid. There's a distinction. You know what I mean?
I think there is a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you really wanted to avoid seeing those ads, my suggestion would be just go ahead and just get to YouTube Premium. I mean, it's more money that you're giving, but at the same time, it's like I feel like this is it's the right thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
Because you're literally just being, I don't want to use the word, but I'm going to use it, selfish because you don't want to see ads, but you don't want to contribute to that YouTuber that you're watching, their job, essentially. You know, it's like, which one is it? Please choose, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No easy answers.
No easy answers. All right. And the next story is from Anna. Mexican moviegoers ask for refund after watching Emilio Perez. Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap, I should have read the article.
Same old story.
Always. All right, so the big movie theater in Mexico is
Cinemopolis?
Cinemopolis. Mm-hmm. And so they have the...
Oh, I got it right. I was just guessing. Okay.
Cinepolis Guarantee, okay. Which is like the refund policy. So Emilio Perez is out in theaters in Mexico, and so many people have walked out that Cinepolis is like, we're not going to refund because it's like way too many people demanding their money back. And so it got so bad that the government had to step in. It's like, all right, you need to clarify, what does it mean? Like, are you really getting a refund, or is it like up to like the theater and all that? And so it's just gotten so bad because people are, they're going to see this movie. They realize what a pile of trash it is, and they're demanding their money. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny because, like, the government had to step in. Like, and Cinepolis is still standing by, it's still going to be the guarantee. They just had to make their policy clear, but they're still going to keep that phrase. They said that moviegoers can still submit a claim if they feel they need to. It's just, it got so much. Like, not a lot of people use it, but Emilio Perez is so bad. It's such a pile of trash.
Mm-hmm. And when reached for comment, the director of the movie said, it's because the audience is too dumb and poor to understand the movie. Can you believe that?
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's like, sorry, you're dumb.
Yeah. Well, taking shots at the Mexican audience and the Spanish-speaking audience. Wow. What a moron. Who would do that?
That's certainly going to help numbers, you know? Absolutely.
Has anybody seen it, by the way? It is on my queue. I mean, it's on my list to watch only because it is a Academy Award nominated movie.
Yeah, no, I refuse to watch it. Even after all the tweets that came out about the main actress, about like her racist tweets and all that. Thank you, Brazil, for bringing her down as well. I will refuse to watch this movie. Yeah. I cannot, in good faith, watch this and have any type of good opinion of
it. It's a good reminder since you brought it up. I just want to mention, this is not my thought, but someone I read online said this. It's a good reminder that like colonial racism, imperialism, and all that stuff is separate from like personal individual sexuality and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You can be she is obviously a transgender person and stuff like that, and you can be part of a marginalized community and stuff like that, but that doesn't automatically make you sympathetic or empathetic and stuff like that. She still grew up in Spain, right, and stuff like that. So a big colonial power from back in the day and stuff like that. She's still susceptible to that type of racism and stuff. So, you know, it's wild, man. It's a wild thing.
Just to show, I'm never going to Spain.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm sorry, I cut you off. Did you actually see Emilio Perez or planning on to?
Originally, I was going to watch it when it got nominated, 13 nominations. And I'm like, oh, I should go see this.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I'm like, I really don't feel like watching this thing. Yeah. It's like, I, especially with all the negativity surrounding it, it makes me more not want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, with the actress and then also the director, it's actually a French guy who apparently he did no research at all about Mexico to do this movie. No. And I'm like, come on now. Come on, buddy.
That's very French.
I left a link on the chat. Like, did any of you watch the parody video that some Mexicans did about this movie? No. I think Ruti may have seen it, but she's not here to say that. But it's like,
well, if it plays off the movie, I haven't seen the movie, so I would, you know, maybe try to avoid that.
No, it's a short video. It's a short video, like parodying Emilio Perez in the same vein that it's about the French, but without any research. You kind of say like they did the same exact thing to them, you know, and they call it like Johan Sacrebleu kind of thing, right?
Oh.
You know, so which I believe is the name of the director.
Everybody's just eating like baguettes and drinking wine and cheese and stuff like that.
I actually haven't seen that either. That's
my guess.
Yeah, I'll leave it in the show notes for you guys to check out if you guys want to watch that. I kind of want this movie to also not win, even though all signs to point that it's going to win because it's 30 nominations. And traditionally, the most nomination usually wins the best picture. So,
I think it's got tanked. The stuff that she talked about, the stuff that she tweeted about is pretty massive. I mean, it's not like, you know, there's no spin on it and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
There is absolutely no spin
on it. And she's not famous enough for her to be like spin proof, you know what I mean? Yeah. She's not that kind of famous. She's not even close to that kind of famous and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And like I was gonna say, you know who I feel bad for is like Zoe Saldana. Like, what do I do? She got nominated. Now her thing is probably going. Her chance has probably gone down too. You know what I mean? So like,
she was up against Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she was. I think Ariana Grande's gonna win.
Oh, but the thing is, not even. I'm not talking about just like her chances of winning, but you know when you're nominated, you go on these Oscar campaigns, right? Yeah. So she's going to dinners and stuff. She's being interviewed and stuff like that. So now she has to be the face. What's the expression?
Face of this. She does. She does.
You know what I mean? Right. So because that other chick has to, you know, she probably ran back to Spain or something like that. But you know, so it's not still might want to win.
She did.
And she wants to part of the Oscar. So she has to answer for this. You know what I mean? So that's what sucks. Sucks for her.
Yeah. All right. And that's what's up. What a way to end it. Yeah. Okay. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Threads, and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And this is John. You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
This is Anna. You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatwheresway.com. Before you wrap things up, I recently watched a movie. I was going to say in the movie theaters, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I guess nowadays that isn't obvious.
Yeah, not an obviously.
Yeah. But it's called The Kingdom, which is a Tagalog movie, a Filipino movie that came out in Christmas week in the Philippines. So it's technically a 2024 movie. So I don't count this as my 2025 movies. It is mostly in Tagalog. I say that because there are some English words in it. That the premise of this movie is essentially an alternate Philippines that was not colonized. Mm-hmm. Right? And by that regards, it's fascinating. Like the idea of it is fascinating. I don't think it completely got it right. Because I think it's ignoring. Basically, what they're saying is that there's a lot of Malay, that it's a, like very Malaysian-esque kind of point of view, and I think I don't think it got it quite right with that alternate world thing, because there's actually a lot of like Chinese and Taiwanese people that migrated to the Philippines before it became the Philippines a long time ago, and there's no acknowledgement of that at all. But at the same time, I get why they went with this direction, because traditionally when people look at the Philippines in the old days before colonial era, it's a lot of people in huts and they look like, you know, natives, I guess you could say. But anyways, is that racist? Whatever. Anyways, so for this movie, besides that fact, it is essentially like a political melodrama. And the more I saw it, the more I'm like, this reminds me of another popular property that I watched not too long ago. Game of Thrones. It's very Game of Thrones. It's very Game of Thrones, right? And essentially, that's what this is. It's like a Game of Thrones-esque kind of story put in a movie based in an alternate Philippines. And even the credit sequence has that CG land kind of thing that the Game of Thrones intro does. It actually even has that in the end credits. I'm like, oh yeah, I can see where the similarities are. But the one thing that really stood out to me personally is that it is mostly in Tagalog. And it's subtitled in English, and honestly, I had to use the subtitles so much more. As somebody who grew up in the Philippines for about 6-7 years of my life, and that was a long time ago, there's a lot of Tagalog words that I do not know what they mean, and I had to rely.
Shame on you! No, just kidding.
I had to rely on the subtitles a lot.
What is the ratio?
Ratio of what?
What you got? All the words you knew and the one then you had to use the subtitles. When I watch a Mandarin movie and stuff, I would say maybe 70%, maybe a little less, maybe like 65-60%. I have to look at the subtitles. The rest I can kind of figure out. Even if I don't know the words, I can kind of figure out the context and stuff if I was looking at the subtitles. You know what I mean?
I don't know the percentage per se. I would like to say 50-50, but, and I think I would actually, it's probably better than that. However, they speak it decently fast.
Yeah.
I'm not catching up with some of the stuff they're saying, you know. And
yeah, that's a good point. It depends on the movie, too. There's a couple of, like, movies I watched recently, but like a comedy, they'll speak a little bit faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just watched a fantasy action movie, and it's more opera-esque. You know what I mean? They're like big speeches and big, you know, theatrical, and those can be a little bit slower, you know what I mean? So then I can kind of like figure out what's happening a little bit easier and stuff without using subtitles.
Yeah. So I don't know. Part of me was like disappointed that I had to rely on the English subtitles a lot, but part of me also understands why. Because even in the Philippines, when I was there, Tagalog was my second language. English was always been my first language because that's what my parents taught us first. And the joke was because they wanted me to talk behind our backs. But so I had to learn Tagalog when I finally moved to the Philippines from where I was actually from, and it was like, yeah, I was never that great with Tagalog. I can communicate in a way, but I had to toss in a lot of English into the discussion in order for me to get my point across.
Is the movie any good?
It's fine. I wouldn't say it's great. It's fine. But there are some moments there, high highs, low lows. Is that the best way to say it? And a lot of exposition. And like they really wanted to tell you how this world works. And I'm like, I don't need to hear all that.
Yeah.
Like they spent like almost over a quarter of the movie. Well, I will say, I think I looked at my watch because I was the only person in the theater. I looked at my phone and the first scene, the first, the first section of the movie. I'm sorry, what? Oh, the first act. The first act. The first act of the movie was mostly just like world exposition. And that took about like 45 minutes based on my clock. And then the actual movie itself, the actual main story that it wants to tell starts around that point. And then, boom. Then I'm like, okay, I'm now invested.
Yeah.
But because the world building stuff was just like to set the pieces. And it almost felt like they wanted to do a TV series, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, which is a TV series, something like that.
Yeah,
TV show.
I think if this was a TV show, it would work so much better because they clearly wanted to say a lot of things, and they only had this 2 hours and 14 minutes time frame kind of thing.
Mm.
So yeah, it's fine. I think if you're a Filipino, it's worth checking out just for the curiosity of this alternate Philippines kind of thing. They don't even call it Philippines, of course, for obvious reasons. But so it's like, yeah, it's fine.
The Philippines is a colonial term, right?
Yes, Philippines is a colonial term. There's also a movement in the Philippines of people wanting to change that. You know, so I don't think so.
It's kind of like Mexico. It's not really Mexico.
Yeah. All right. There we go. This was episode 841 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's My Production. I want to quickly just say, I know I had this conversation with Anna a while back about New Jeans, right? And I think I mentioned how New Jeans seems to be the only K-pop group that's actually dancing, which I guess is a controversial thing to say because all of them are dancing. All the K-pop groups are dancing. But I think the distinction that I finally came up with is that New Jeans has a lot of footwork. A lot of the other K-popers out there do not.
Mm.
Especially the girls.
Do magic hands? Like, ooh, look at this. Look at my hands.
What? Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of voguing, you know, kind of thing. But I've noticed the boy bands for K-pop, they do a lot of footwork too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not just New Jeans. But yeah, New Jeans seems to be like they're the one. I like it. I like them because of the footwork. They're actually moving around a lot kind of thing.
And you guys talk about K-pop a lot? How did this come up?
No. The few times it came up.
Just girl talk? Girl talk.
Yeah, girl talk. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And there's another thing that kind of dawned on me as I was like thinking about this, is that the reason why a lot of those bands are popular in K-pop comes down to Macarena. Guys, remember the Macarena? You know, how remember everybody wanted to know how to do the Macarena?
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
You remember like people are like having classes.
I am familiar with that.
So you do remember. And if you look at the Macarena, not a lot of footwork. A lot of hand motion, but not a lot of footwork. Look at the YMCA, right?
Okay.
Not a lot of footwork, but sure has a lot of handwork. And I feel like there seems to be a trend with like people who like to do the handwork stuff, but not the footwork. And for me, dancing requires footwork. So I think that's where I was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. That's my dive.
Yeah. Fake, man. You know these kids today that weren't alive during the Macarena, that's why they love the K-pop. You know what I mean? That's I see the connection.
I'm saying it's in their genes.
I yes, right. It's in the new genes.
Their new genes. Boom.
Sometimes I feel like this podcast is for one person, and that one person is Albert. What do you think of that? That's my theory. I'm putting that out there.